Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Merry Christmas to you, man.
Yeah, it is almost Christmas.
Whereabouts are you phoning us from there, Rain?
I'm just back in L.A. after finishing, I think, was the last Our Lady Peace session for this record. So, I guess we worked kind of right up to Christmas. So now I got to trick my head back into the Christmas spirit.
Congratulations on the new song, by the way, Heavyweight.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
It's more than a boxing video because you guys accompanied that song with the video. What can you tell us about that song?
I mean, you know, the video is just a lyric video that we wanted to do to have out there, and we just wanted to give it a vibe. You know, the song is really, to be honest, it's just one out of 9 or 10 that are going to be on this record, and that was one of them, the ones that we finished early and had a friend of ours mix it, and it just felt really good, so we put it out there. But, you know, truly the record is... record's quite a triumph for us. It feels like a big statement for this band. It's very musical. It's very guitar riff driven. We're very excited by it.
What kind of statement are you trying to make with Our Lady Peace?
You know what? I think it to me, it's a stamp on like the net where this band can go over the next 10 years and a few records. You know, it really takes us to it's a different level musically. It's mature, but it has like a very, you know, very live, kind of raw feel to it, even though there's lots of textures and layers on the recording side. But, you know, I mean, all this stuff was, you know, conceived as like as a band in a room, you know, rehearsing together. So it has that element to them. It wasn't it's very much this organic thing. So it slays live. And the fact that I think we took, you know, we really took our time with the songs and only picked stuff that didn't, there's nothing forced on this record. It's all very authentic.
Is that the difference of recording this album than previous albums before, you were saying? This, the organic sound and how you guys were taking your time with this album?
Well, you know what? We recorded between Toronto and Los Angeles, and we really made sure that we were challenged. You know, and I brought a friend of mine that lives in L.A. You know, he's like a Rick Rubin protege, and he's just a really great musician, probably better than any of us. So to have a guy of that caliber kind of hanging around and kind of co-producing with us, it just, you know, it just ups your level. You know, it's like you just feel like we can't settle. So harmonically, we really challenged ourselves. Chordally, you know, there's just a lot of interesting chord movements and stuff that we haven't, maybe we've done before, maybe on Spiritual Machines, but we haven't really gone back to since. And like I said, just a lot of, it really, they just had to have great movements, and a lot of it turning out, some of those movements turned out being like guitar riffs. So it's just a really, really exciting record musically.
We're talking to Rain Mader from Our Lady Peace. Is it safe to say that the new album will be coming out in 2012?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, a few months, probably end of March, seems like.
And just a few months ago, you released a song for the Occupy movement, Fight the Good Fight. Was that something that came out of the protests, or was that something you had already in the back of your mind, or where did
it, that, you know, it was something that, it was a song that we were working on, and lyrically, it just, you know, it was the kind of timing was pretty amazing, because the Occupy thing, and I mean, I'd known about the Occupy starting from, you know, back in the summer, because Adbusters, which is a Canadian magazine, I'm a huge fan, and subscribe to their magazine and all their email blasts and stuff, and they'd been talking about this from the summer before it was really an idea. You know, it was just a little hashtag, Occupy Wall Street, you know, who knew what was going to happen. But as it grew, this song really kind of took shape, and it felt like, you know what, this should be part of Occupy, you know, and it's not going to be on the record, but we've donated to the Occupy Wall Street album. The guys that are organizing that in New York, we gave it to them for that record, and you know, I think it really suits that, and you know, our hearts are there as well, and we have a strong affiliation with just the movement and that feeling, and this, I think the song represents it quite well. So it's going to stay over on that side, and you know, I didn't want the record to be political either, because it's not really a political record. So I felt like as that song got out there and the Occupy movement grew, that it would maybe kind of overtake the record and not let people really understand what this record's about. So it's a great song. I'm sure we'll play it live, but it's not going to be on the record.
Now, some are saying that the Occupy movement is done and over, but do you think it's just started, or what's your thoughts now on the Occupy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think Canada is a different, you know, it's a different animal. Canada is in a much different position economically. We have different social systems set up, obviously, but they're if you look at Occupy as just a movement that's demanding, and it's become a bit of a cliche already, but demanding accountability and demanding that we just have a basic understanding of what the systems that are put in place are there to do, then how can it be a bad thing? How can you not feel like you're part of the 99%? Everybody wants accountability, whether it's from the drugs your druggist or your doctor is prescribing you to, the taxes you're paying and where they're going. We should all demand that more. And I think, it's a product of our society. We kind of live in bubbles. We're a little bit apathetic, especially in Canada. So in terms of the movement growing, I think as the misinformation and disinformation about the movement gets out there and they find the right leaders and they find a way to grow it and mature it in the right way, I think, people who were maybe naysayers at the beginning will start getting behind it and realizing, this is about everybody, really. This is about all of us trying to just, do a little bit better and demand more from the people that we put in power, whether it's businesses or government.
And throughout the 2011, you saw that with other countries, just the people had the power of dictators being overthrown and all that stuff.
They did, and this is just a different thing, But what it shows you is the power of people getting together, and the power of social media now, it takes it to a different level, People are much, much more apt to organize, and it's much easier to get people out there. The problem is we're still dealing with a mass media that has, a pretty good deal amount of power in terms of the airways on television. So, I think eventually, though, what this movement's needed from the beginning, and I've always been a huge advocate for, is leaders. And while they were, hanging out in the 10 cities in these different cities, that was not part of the MO. It was supposed to be this leaderless, really kind of autonomous, very open society as a movement. But I think, I think you can't discount what they did and the attention it's got and the fact that, if it does get into the right hands now, it could get very, very big.
Talking to Rain Mader from Our Lady Peace, since we're looking back at the past year, what was your favorite song and favorite album, Rain, from the 2011, if one pops up in your head?
I mean, there's a few. There's this band from Wales.
Yeah.
Called the Joy Formidable.
Nice.
Which are just, it's three-piece, ridiculous rock band that just blow the doors off most rock bands out there. So that record got a lot of play. I really love, I think that Bon Iver record was pretty cool. I'm not sure what else. There's a lot of great stuff out there. I even like, a lot of people didn't love that Radiohead record, but I thought, if you look at what's out there, they're still one of the most interesting bands out there.
So I'm guessing you guys are going to be touring right after the album will drop, correct? Or is that going to be before?
We're going to start touring before it, actually.
Oh.
We're going to start touring probably, sometime in March. And we're going to do a bunch of select U.S. and Canada dates through the spring. And then we're already booking Europe for July. And I'm sure we'll be doing a lot of festivals around Canada in the summer in the U.S. So, I think everyone's kind of so excited about this record that we've just said to the powers that be that we want to be on the road and touring most of the year, which is not rare for us, but we haven't done that in the last 7 or 8 years that much, but this is going to be full out touring for us.
And you can keep in touch with the band through Twitter. You guys tweet a lot. Do you find that as the best way to keep in touch with your fans?
For me, it's like the lesser of two evils. It's short, it's quick. I'm still torn, For me, it's like I find myself engaging in that, and I'm like, I'd rather be writing a song right now or recording. But I think, I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm on the fence. I don't think it's a bad thing, but I do find myself getting too engaged in it, I think.
Well, you can get a song for 140 characters, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Plans for Christmas, Rain? Are you headed back to Toronto, or what are you doing for Christmas?
We're there a little bit over Christmas, and I'm going to take my kids to a Leaf game, and we're playing entertainment tonight. Canada has a big New Year's show around Niagara Falls that we're performing at, which is broadcast nationally. I think that's kind of an interesting way for us to ring in the New Year's, by performing live on TV, because that's basically what 2012 is going to be for us, performing live. So it's a good start.
Nice. Rain Maeda, thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family as well.
Yeah, same to you guys. Too, so.